My name is Clyde Bright. I can't believe that we would enter into a 55-year lease for this structure, knowing that it was ready to fall down. It seems like that would be grounds to void this lease agreement, rescind it, and put us back to square one. I think we would have been better off to tear that whole structure down.
My name is Mike Wright. That piece of property, being on the ocean, will serve a vital function in private hands. The city has retained a great deal of the deep water dock portions and can serve future needs, whatever those may be. So in my mind, it is a good candidate for reverting to the private sector. The second question, what is the fair market value of that property? Is it a valuable asset or is it a huge liability with negative assets? And I really don't think that appraisal that we have serves us in actually determining that because it made a huge assumption.
You all know I think that this shouldn't happen and I think we're going too fast and I don't know what the rush is. But when I hear Hugh talk about 11 people on the dock and that dock could fail at any moment, why are they allowed to operate at all right now? If it is an unsafe site, and this isn't picking on them, I mean, there are people that work out there. Let's close down the site, and then let's take a deep breath and figure out, is it really going to fail? And if it is, let's put it out for bid on the open market.
I'm Zach LePerriere, and I'm speaking tonight as the past chair of Sitkins for a Clear Vote. After I and a small group of Sitkins met with Administrator John Stein and CETA Director Hugh Bevan last Thursday, I reviewed tonight's sales agreement and supporting documents. In that short time, I have consulted with members of the Clear Vote legal team, including our legal attorney, Joe Geldhoff. It is our preliminary opinion that no sale of the dock can proceed without a public vote. By the definition of Sitka General Code, Section 1812.014, informally known as the Clear Vote Initiative, an affirmative public vote is mandatory before city property can be disposed of where a passenger vessel can moor greater than 300 feet in length. So is there anyone in this room who thinks that a ship slightly larger than 300 feet could not moor there?
It seems like right now, if you'll excuse the expression, there's a perfect storm of distrust here. We've got a personal friendship on the part of the mayor. We have what's being seen in the federal government more and more as a possible case of the revolving door. And we have a highly controversial project. So please do anything you do carefully because there's so much question and everything out there about the assembly now, false and right.